This time on TNT,
we play a brand new game called Slanguage.
We catch up with Crazy Beard Guy.
Plus, our Shop or Sham contest winners. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hello!
It's 1:14, bot.
Yes, it is.
I'm so excited for the game that we're going to play.
This could be the most fun game I've ever thought before we're going to play it. Ever. Like, this is, I'm really excited.
So I know.
Excited.
By the way, people loved Shop or Sham, and we've heard from a few people that they played their own versions of Shop or Sham, like around the campfire on long car drives. We will get to the Shop or Sham winner. I think it has to be plural. I think it has to be winners.
Yes, for sure.
Because there were some great ones.
Definitely.
But for today, we're going to play Slanguage.
Slanguage? So, what's Slanguage?
Well, we both found some old-timey slang.
Yeah.
And you have to give a word, use it in a sentence.
Yes.
In an old-timey voice.
Yes.
And the other person has to guess what it's slang for.
Well, no, because the line that we'll give will kind of determine it. So we say the phrase.
Yeah.
The other person has to guess it, what it means.
Oh, and then the sentence is in the reveal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. I'm going to start.
Slanguage.
Goop. G-O-O-P. Goop.
Goop. Goop. That sounds really gross and greasy. Is that what, like, they spit out when they're doing chew tobacco?
Nope.
What is it?
Dustin, get in the car. You're being a goop.
Let's hear it again.
Dustin, get in the car. You're being a goop.
A goop. Just a pain in the ass?
Stupid person. A goop.
Oh, nice. A goop. All right. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, 1-0.
Okay. The pine overcoat.
The pine overcoat.
The pine overcoat.
Does that mean like a coffin, like you're dead?
Oh, yeah, it
no
is.
Way.
It is. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the pine overcoat for me.
Aww.
Yeah.
The pine overcoat.
Okay,
so okay, you ready?
It's 1-0 now. You got one and I missed. So.
Yeah.
Now it's 1-0. Okay.
Oh, it's shootout styles. Okay, got it. Right. Here it comes. You ready?
Yeah.
Duck soup.
Oh, well, it's a classic Marx Brothers film.
Which means?
I'm trying to remember what it means. I can't remember the exact
duck soup.
Duck soup. Is it like madness?
Something easy.
Something easy.
Yeah.
Just, it's duck soup.
You bring it to work, I'll come grab it for you. It'll be duck soup. You wait outside the bank for me. It'll be duck soup.
I love that.
But how are we going to get to the lake to see the girls? Oh, what do you mean? It's duck soup.
It's like shooting fish in a bowl. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Flub the dub.
Flub the dub.
Flub the dub.
Huh. I mean, I don't know, so I'm just going to take a Hail Mary.
Okay.
Flub the dub. Does it mean, like, finish off a bottle of liquor?
Nope. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you going to continue to work, or are you going to flub the dub all day?
Oh, wow. Goof
escaping
off.
Escaping duty. Slacking.
Flub the dub.
The dub.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Banks closed.
Banks closed. That means I'm not lending you anything.
No.
Whoa, what does it mean?
I know what you're thinking, Terry, but the bank's closed.
Oh, no action.
No action. No making out.
I love that.
I have a mind to tell you otherwise, sir, because the bank's closed.
Wow. Okay, here's a good one. You ready?
Yeah.
Bags of mystery. Bags of mystery.
It's so colorful.
I know.
Bags of mystery.
Yeah.
Huh. Because they're usually born out of some, like, sort of literal thing.
100%. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, I myself, I happen to like eggs. I can't eat those bags of mystery over there. Sausages.
Oh, barf.
Sausages.
Bags of mystery.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Isn't it? Even back then, sausages were whatnot.
Let's get out of here, Larry. It's a bags of mystery party in here. Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, we'd better get a wiggle on.
Let's get moving.
Like, yeah. Yeah, we better get a wiggle on. Get a wiggle on for get going.
Yeah, but that one you have to give it away in the saying it, right?
Yeah.
Like this one, I'll give you one of the same, okay?
Okay.
Ah, you know, Larry, I had to give her the wind.
Aww. Break up with her.
Yeah.
Aww.
Give her the wind.
Well, boy, howdy, Dustin. Those are some glad rags.
Oh, it's fancy clothes?
Yeah, going out clothes.
Look at Gary over here with the glad rags, everyone.
I wonder why when we talk like these people from back in the day, they all talk so high.
And they yell out the window to each other, out the door. Remember, because they live up the flat upstairs.
Yeah, right.
Throw me down some salt, will you, Harvey?
Hey, Joey, I like your glad rags.
Hey, check out the fly rink on that guy over there.
Fly rink?
Yeah. Fly rink. It's a bald head. Oh, poor Jerry. You're going to have a fly rink in 2 years.
Hey, no need to blow your wig. You know what blow your wig means?
No, what's that?
Get excited.
Oh, yeah, work it up for sure. Listen to this one. You ready?
Yeah.
Man, I was up late last night with the boys. I was seeing snakes.
Seeing snakes?
Seeing snakes, like all banged up.
Is that what it means?
Yes.
Banged up.
Drunk. Oh, I was seeing snakes.
How banged up do you have to be?
I don't know.
Okay, here's another one.
Staring at a 5-foot cobra in front of you.
Bumping gums.
Oh, man. Kissing?
I better things to do is stand around here bumping gums with you guys.
Whoa, what is that then?
To just talk patting? About nothing. Oh, bumping nice. Gums.
Bumping gums. Okay, here's the part B of the seeing snakes, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've been getting the happy returns all day.
Happy returns?
Puking.
Aww. Many happy returns.
Happy returns.
Okay. Yeah. A snipe.
A snipe?
Yeah.
Let's hear it. I don't know.
Let's remember this moment because it's going to take hold in the public lexicon. Snipe is the new dart.
It is.
Hey, toss us a snipe. Oh, hey, let me snipe. You got a light for my snipe? Snipe.
Hey, I'm out of snipes over here. Hey, listen, this guy's got 24 snipes. We're going to run this prison.
24 ready? Snipes. Yeah, I'll offer you protection. What's in it for me? Oh, what if I get you a pack of snipes?
Oh, Ma, I can't stop smoking snipes.
Wesley darts.
Wesley darts. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, this one's another one where you have to just hear it.
Okay.
Now, listen. I'm sick and talking to you. You got to focus your audio, boys.
Focus your audio?
Yeah, I blew it up by saying listen, but that's what it is. Focus your audio.
So that means listen?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a good one, right?
Dead hoofer.
dead hoofer? Like a long walk?
Marina and I are out there doing the jitterbug, and some dead hoofer beside us keeps getting in the way.
Someone drunk?
Bad dancer.
Bad
dead hoofer.
Oh, man. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, well, I was out with the boys, and I met this girl, Martha, and, well, we made the beast with two backs, as it were.
Amazing. What era is that from?
That's, like, I don't know, like, 1700s or something.
Did you read the article about the fisherman in BC who was held as a sexual prisoner by seals on a tiny island for 24 hours?
Yeah, what is that? What's going on with that?
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
He was a commercial fisher person. They assumed he was dead. He was cold and hypothermic when he arrived on this island during seal mating season.
Whoa.
Scientists surmise that he survived because the warmth of the male seals trying to pound him actually saved his life in a weird way. And, I mean, I can laugh now because he's fine and everything's okay. But one of his quotes was, like, when I close my eyes, all I can feel is the weight of them and the relentless pounding. Because they are...
Yeah.
They're violent.
And mammothy.
And mammoth.
Yeah, like, huge. And that's crazy. And I can't imagine the strength of those things.
No kidding. 400 pounds.
That's Yikers Island.
He blew a seal. Yeah, that is. They should rename it Yikers Island. I blew a seal on Yikers Island.
I can't get out of here. Why? Because it's Yikers Island. You get in the water and see what happens.
Man.
Okay, I got another couple.
Okay, hit me.
Old ones. Ready?
Yeah.
I gave her the green gown last night.
Green gown?
I gave her the green gown. Sex in the grass.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to go to the park. I gave her the green gown.
You can try to sound as distinguished as you want. It doesn't make it any better.
We gave her the green gown. I got a lot of mosquito bites.
Is that another one?
No, I'm just saying. Pardon. When he was out there, I got mosquito bites.
The motorized freckles are ridiculous tonight.
How will you be making feet for the children's stockings tonight?
That's not one.
That is.
Making feet with the children's stockings?
Making feet for children's stockings.
Oh, come on.
Making babies. We got into things last night. We were making feet for the children's stockings.
That's not even clever or cute.
No.
I sailed right past one. Motorized freckles.
What is that?
The motorized freckles were terrible out here.
Oh, what the hell is that?
Insects.
Oh, the motorized freckle. Oh, man.
Isn't that dumb?
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Here's
how about this one? You ready?
Yeah, hit me.
How about a little shaking of the sheets?
I wonder if they were like, that's not an opening line, right? That's we were shaking the sheets last night.
How about this one? Hey, baby, would you like to have your corn ground?
Come on.
Yeah.
Your corn ground?
I love to ground a corn.
Look at the foam domes on that chassis.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Foam domes?
Yep. Oh, padded bra.
Oh, man.
Foam domes, and chassis means female body.
How about this one? Ah, we're in the ketchup. Like we're in the red, like they're at the no cash.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Oh, honey, we're in the ketchup.
I kind of love that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But I always get confused about whether In the Red is good or bad.
No, red's bad.
Red's bad. In the black is good.
Back in black, baby, means you're making cash.
Right. In the Red is bad news.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Frosted.
Banged up.
No, angry.
Oh, nice.
Don't get so frosted, Larry. It was just joking around. Bogart.
Oh, that's a classic. To hold on to a joint too long. That's the 60s version.
Yeah, and I guess it means it for anything. Keep for yourself.
Yeah, hogging it.
How about, are you writing a book?
Ooh, what's that?
You're asking too many questions.
Oh, nice. So when do I expect this book to be out? What's that? Are you asking a lot of questions, aren't you?
It was so much more clever.
Yeah,
I know. Also, ossified, scrooched, splificated, and zozzled all mean banged drunk. Up.
Hammered.
Yeah. Do you know those words?
Not as good as seeing snakes,
though. Oh, seeing snakes is the best.
Right?
How was Saturday? Oh, man. I was seeing snakes.
Hey, tell me that's not coming back.
Seeing snakes is the new banged up, and yeah, snipe is the new dark.
How about don't do Andrea doing it?
Seeing snakes?
Yeah.
Oh, my friggin' went home for the weekend because it was my cousin's stag ass. I was seeing snakes outside Smooth Herman's and nearly barfed. I nearly had the happy returns. If it wasn't for my foam domes, I wouldn't have nowhere to barf. But the fog's right frosted.
Seeing snakes at the cottage.
Trying to incorporate them all. This fall's right frosted, and I was like, well, never you mind, you're a dead hoofer anyways. Face covered motorized freckles. Anyways, we got a wiggle on, and I got some vomit on my glad rags. I was like, bank's closed, bud.
Snipes.
I'm just going to slip outside for a snipe, because I'm seeing snakes and could use the air. Oh, what a great way to speak.
Oh, that's good times. And this is the summertime episode, 114.
Summertime. We might have had the perfect summer day yesterday. My in-laws have a cottage 20 minutes from our house. That's where we have our little boat. We bought one of those four-banger towables to go behind it.
Yeah.
Boy, that's when you feel like you're dadding it up 1970s style.
Dadding
driving up. A speedboat, towing the small people behind.
No kidding.
I made Mark Forward's Coca-Cola ribs yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
They marinated all afternoon, fired up them masks on the barbecue.
And?
They were phenomenal.
Really? Coca-Cola, where'd he come up with that?
I don't know. Ask Mark Forward.
I've heard of root beer chicken and root beer, like, pork and stuff.
Root beer chicken sounds divine.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'll make tonight.
Beer can chicken, right, where you put the can in it, but you can do it, if you do it with root beer, something with sugar, it gets inside it and makes it a little bit sweeter.
Ooh.
If you like a little horny sweet on your chicken.
I love these ribs, and it's like a liter and a half of Coke and some garlic and some onion and some peppercorns and stuff like that, and you let them kind of simmer all afternoon, but the Coca-Cola just penetrates every pore of the ribs, and then you make a separate sauce that you sprinkle liberally all over it while you're barbecuing them, and then you serve the sauce on the side for masks to dip.
Nice. I've heard Coca-Cola, you can put a wedge in there, sand wedge in there, and it'll turn it rusty real quick.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the stuff I don't like hearing. Joyce, a.k.a. Bonnie, was there yesterday. As I mentioned, 90 years old, kicking the soccer ball around with the girls.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
With a dart in her mouth.
No, she slips out behind the bushes for a couple snipes. Yeah, because she doesn't want to snipe in front of the girls.
That's great.
Which is classic.
She's amazing.
When we go to her crib, she'll tee up some chocolate milk, some Kit Kats, and some chocolate chip cookies for the girls.
Wow, so I love how it's like a weekly at least.
You oh, see yeah. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of her. How's it going in Taggart Town? How's the trampoline?
Trampoline's great. We've been out a lot. The kids were in summer camp, day camp, and then swimming and soccer. So a lot of running around on that tip.
Can everyone swim?
They're all level 4 or better. Jack's at 6. John's almost at 5, and Annalise is well into 4. So yeah, they're good now.
So if Anna fell off the dock, she's fine.
Yes, 100%. But like when they're out in a play area, like in Muskoka, there's like deep water with toys and stuff. They'll still wear a life jacket in case they fell or slipped or something. But if they fall in the water, they can swim perfectly, no problem. Like they can do 5 or 6 laps in the pool.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah.
I think swimming and biking are two things that kids need to know.
Well, when living on the water, like we live on the lake, so we're just really cautious of any time there near the water. There was actually a family a couple doors over that lost their kid when they were 5.
Oh.
Because it was playing in the backyard and fell in the water.
No way.
Yeah, that was like decades ago, but it's just still. Heinous. Yeah, you can't be too careful when you're living near it. So they've been going every for 3 years now, and it's okay to they don't go near the water at all without us. But I mean, it got to the point where Wendy, our neighbor, their kids were wearing life jackets in the backyard just because of the concern of it.
Yeah, I get
just
it.
Just to be safe.
I get it. Well, I used to have like not anxiety, but I could visualize something like Indy falling in the water and not being able to swim, and it really made me anxious for obvious reasons. But that's a big nut to crack.
Swimming. Get your kids swimming, bods.
Get your kids swimming, bods. Let's take a break on 114, and we'll be right back.
Fucking ready.
Yo.
Hey, Todd, guess who I bumped into?
Chris, what's up? Who'd you run into?
Well, I'll give you a hint. He was like, remember he's on our baseball team, and he was like, I think he was center fielder.
No. Justin. What's going on with that guy? He was really cool, real kind of straight, but he was a cool dude.
Well, I haven't seen him in a long time, right? You heard he moved out west.
Yeah.
And like I heard he was like working on the rigs or in a camp or whatever. And I was like, I think that's him, but he's like, he's kind of the same guy, but he's become like crazy beard guy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, he did that thing?
Yeah.
Like, you remember Brent, right?
Yeah, Brent, yeah.
He's like he, you know, worked in the ice cream shop with us.
Oh, man, for so many summers and split us all those double scoops?
Totally, yeah. He was, like, a cool dude, like, into 10-speeding and stuff.
Why, did you bump into him?
I saw him, like, last weekend, and, like, he's totally like crazy beard guy now. Like he's that guy now. Like
I love that there's a second gear. There's having a beard, and then there's like this is how people identify me. How's it going, like, with that new guy you're dating? I mean, he's really nice, but he's, like, crazy beard guy. So everywhere we go, people are like, crazy beard. And he's like, I know, right? You really have to be confident that that's the statement you want to make.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe I'm saying this as someone who can't grow a beard.
No, yeah, me either. That's why we're doing it for sure.
But if your beard's below your nips, you're crazy beard guy, right? That's the line. He doesn't just have a beard. He's like, crazy beard guy.
All right.
How many crazy beard guys do you know?
Well, there's lots of... Al Douglas was a crazy beard guy for a bit.
Yeah, he was a crazy beard guy.
Not anymore, but he was. I'm trying to think of guys... Like, I know a lot of guys, but it's like... And it is a definite... Like, they become that... A difference. They're the crazy beard guy, for sure. Every time.
Isn't Goose a crazy beard guy?
Kind of, but he's had it for so long that... Yeah, and that's right now. And Patrick from Sloan's a crazy beard
he's
guy.
He's a crazy
now.
Beard guy. Like, does he have a beard? I mean, no, he doesn't just have a beard. He's like, crazy beard guy.
I think, like, there's been a few.
You see CBGs everywhere now. Like, it's kind of become mainstream.
Well, for sure. It's like it was one of those things that was probably pretty common in the Civil War. Because it was cold and it kept the gun off your face when you're shooting it.
Sure.
Right? Oh, that's good stuff.
CBGs, bud. Crazy beard guys.
So let's get into the Shopper Sham winner.
Yeah. Weren't you saying there was a CBG who was vaping? Because that's a double.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, my kids were... there's this big Pokemon event going on. So they wanted to catch... They found out there's a legendary, which is... they're super rare, and there's an event on. And there's this big fucking bird, called a Lugia, I guess. And it's like there was like 30 people on the street corner in Newmarket.
So, come on.
Because if you get together and do these raids at a gym with like 20 people, you can beat the legendaries and everybody gets a chance at catching it or whatever.
Come on.
Yeah. So anyway, we're waiting there and we beat it, but we didn't catch it. But there was a cat there that had like big crazy beard guy with huge beard, and he was rocking the vape too. So he was like vape guy / crazy beard guy.
Wow, he landed a double.
It was a dub, definitely.
And his beard smelled like key lime pie?
Probably.
From all the crazy vaping?
And it's what's up with the... It's true how the vape smoke is like massive. Sometimes, like, I don't know if it's, like, how much they take a rip of, but, like, the whole street became, like, all smoke, like, full of this big, sweet, gross, like, raspberry stench.
My favorite is when someone behind you in traffic is vaping, and you look in your rearview mirror, and you can't even see them.
When she just smells this, like, gross, sweet.
Vapes on a plane.
Isn't vaping, like, just, like, Swisher Sweets?
Well, yeah, but it's...
It's just vapor, not carbon.
Is there nicotine in the vapes?
Well, most of them, yeah.
But
people
some, no.
Trying to not crush snipes are reverting to the vapes.
Right. Snipes.
Sniping.
I wonder, there must be a slang for... I met this kid at the horse track last week. He was actually classic. His name's like Arlie, or it might have been Harley, I'm not sure. And he has long hair, and he was hired to paint the whole fence all the way around the horse track. Really nice dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, I didn't even expect to see you here today. And so I said, well, you know, big plans for the weekend. It was Friday, a week ago. And he said, well, yeah, I'm going to try to get over to Pictou County, which is like a half-hour drive, so he could meet up with this girl that he met on Facebook. And he was hoping to see snakes by the end of that night. Well, I loved him. He just wanted to get banged up and go meet this girl he's been talking to on Facebook.
That was his move.
Yeah.
The weekend job.
There's the weekend, trying to get over there somehow.
Wowzers.
How kind of a fun age, though, isn't it? Like, yeah, man, my friend's brother is going to give us a lift over to whatever. Like that age?
Oh, yeah. Those are the good times. It's the summer vibes. Like, I remember just going over to a friend's house, and like he had the barn, like the classic up in Mansfield out in the middle of nowhere on a farm. And you go into the barn, and it was the first time I drank a beer. Like, I guess he took two, and it was him and just him and his dad, right? Like the classic bad influence styles. Because the dad was always just hanging out and like basically like a kid. The old classic,
here, which is weird.
Have a sip of beer, kid, that one.
Yeah.
And then he likes it and gives him one.
That's weird.
So, yeah, and we go into the barn, and we both shared a Canadian. in a barn. It's Canadian summer, Canadianity styles.
And were you like, yeah, this is what it's like?
I was like, this tastes fresh. And then we look, and he's like, check this out. In the behind the bales of hay that we're sitting on, there's this huge bag of pornography mags.
Yep.
So it's like I got the double dose. It was like sex and drinking in one step.
How old were you?
Like 7?
No.
Yeah, 8.
7?
7 or 8. It was like just during the day. It's like I'm going over to this kid's place. And this kid just was right into things already. Well, it's not like we got banged up. We just drank the beer and that was it.
Well, remember I told you about
this. We went and he's like, I'm going to let's go out and take a ride with my dad on his dirt bike. And his dad was classic, like, stash, sunglasses, feathered short hair, and no shirt on and jeans.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so he's like, let's go around. And he's like, I made me, like, hold up. Obviously, you got to hold around him, right? And he's all no shirt on. He's all sweaty.
Gross.
And then we start ripping around all fast.
And dirt bike was a euphemism?
No, we're just going fast, and like all of a sudden the sweat from his neck is like coming off and dripping into my face. It's fucking disgusting, and it hit me with like tons of sweat coming off him.
You had a two-handed slider?
Sweaty. Huh?
You had a two-handed slider around his waist?
Well, no, just because he was like driving all day and it was super hot, he was all sweaty and it was fucking... We were on the bike for like 10 minutes, but I wanted to get off after like 5 seconds. So it was a shitty ride.
Gross.
And all sweaty.
I told you about the sneaky soccer tournament, right?
What?
The sneaky soccer tournament?
Yeah.
I had this greasy soccer coach who invented a fake tournament in New Brunswick to take a bunch of boys away drinking for the weekend.
What?
Oh, yeah. Freak
fest?
Yeah, I was probably 12.
Wow.
And he was a Brit. He's like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to Moncton for a tourney. But there was no tourney. Oh, no. There was just like some James like, Reddy long him, necks.
No, to him, like, I got my Polaroid camera. Let's take some snaps.
Yeah.
Donovan style.
Yeah, a couple guys got pretty banged up, but there was no soccer involved. How could you get away with that?
I know. That's crazy. Yeah, have a good time, mate. You have a good one.
Yeah.
Tell your mummy it was a good soccer match. Good soccer game. We lost 10-2.
We played footy. yeah, it was pretty greasy. But nothing, wow. Nothing like, aside from terrible judgment, nothing untoward happened.
He didn't give anybody the green gown?
No, no.
The soccer pitch?
No, we didn't. There were no beasts with backs happening. It wasn't like that.
Hey, Matthew, would you like to make the beast with two backs?
Who's that guy?
That's the guide with the kids.
Hello, so little Matthew. Creepy. Would you like to make the beast with two backs?
Can you come over here and give me a handy?
Oh, no.
Give me a handy setting up my tent.
Yikes. That's crazy. I remember the same shit when I was a kid with a beavers, like the guy who ran the beavers, he might have been Australian, I think. But he got pinched too, like 10 years later.
No.
Yeah, went to jail.
No way.
Yep, and the same thing happened to me in baseball. A coach that I had.
I think I knew that.
Yeah,
and Coach then he Pervstein. Went to jail too.
Fucking dirtballs.
Man alive. Dirty business.
Yep.
Although, no, there's no although. This is a new thought.
Yeah, new thought.
People coaching things, it takes a certain type of person. Like to volunteer your time and to show up and to be kind. And some kids aren't that easy to be around. Like that, I really admire people that do that, you know? Yeah.
It's just too bad that you think, like, if you ever see someone now, for me, if they don't have kids and they're coaching, I just, like, it's hard for me to, like, wonder if everything is cool. Just
right.
Because it's like, you never know. And especially when it's young kids. And I've been lucky. All the coaches that my kids have had with soccer have been awesome.
Yeah.
And I've like helped and coached games and been involved in, with every team, with exception to obviously the rep stuff with Jack. But and everybody's been A+. So I'm hoping those days are done. But like you can't not think about those things when your kids with someone, especially if they're like, for my case, it was a traveling scenario where the team leaves with that coach for a weekend.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's when they tape a hair on the outside of your hotel room door.
Yeah.
And if they come by in the morning and the hair's been ripped, they know you're up to no good.
Yikers.
Yikers Island. Okay, Shop or Sham contest winners.
Yes.
There's a page turn from
it sure
Pervs.
Is.
Okay, stand by.
Yep.
Let's How do many this. Winners should we pick?
Let's pick three.
Okay.
Yeah. What do we have? Shorts?
Shets? Yeah, shirts.
Shets. Some here's, new Scotland clothing shets.
Here's one. Optimus Shine carpet cleaning.
Optimus Shine. That's a good one. That's good a one. Great one.
It's a contender.
That's a good one, yeah.
In Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, porta potty business called Duty Calls.
That's a good one.
Too. I mean, that's
next level. D-O-O-D-Y, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a brick shirt house.
Very good.
I know. This is the problem.
Yeah.
This is the problem. They're all very good. The Lone Arranger. Like, I love that.
Yeah, I think I've actually heard that one.
The Lone Arranger.
And then there's the Lawn and Order?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I know. This one from Sam the Sens fan. Dump loads on us.
Wow, that's up there with forced dump.
I can't even imagine.
Drop loads on us?
Dump loads on us.
Oh, what the hell? Like, who? Dump loads on us. And that's not even a joke. Like, that's worse than any of the ones we made up.
I know, and it's not even.
Hey, dump loads on us.
It's not like, even like, oh, I see. It's a play on.
Yeah.
I
have this 17 liters of semen that I need to get rid of.
Who should I call?
Dump loads on us.
It is, I mean, shocking, but that is an actual one. Here, I feel like this one is in the conversation. Hair Force One.
Oh, that's solid. Yes.
Really good.
Gotta go to Hair Force One. Eh? How about Andrea going to Hair Force One?
Here, where'd you get your perm? Hair Force One.
She loves it because it's cheap and fast.
There's also in Campbell River, BC, this from David Sterling. There's the AV team.
The AV team.
It's like a van that looks like the A-team, but it's for audiovisual support.
That's like total niche marketing. Cause
I know.
How many people know the A-team anymore even, right?
Yes.
He was a big fan growing up. Couldn't get over the death. What's the guy named? The Hannibal? The chief guy?
Yeah. I forget. Mm. Tequila Leslie, Mockingbird.
Leslie Nielsen looking mask, right?
Leslie Nielsen looking mask. He was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
In Mahone Bay, Nova Scotia, a business called My Home Bay.
Yeah.
From Jasmine Aurora.
That's a good one.
Zachary McMillan, classic from Halifax, Putting Edge.
That's an actual place that I know about.
Yeah, glow-in-the-dark mini putt. Maybe it's a chain.
Oh, I've been in there. I went in there one time, the one here, and I'm like, hey, can we take the kids? Just like, we don't want to play, but the kids want to play. It was like 18, I don't know, it's expensive. I don't know, if I don't want to quote the price, but it's not nothing. It was enough that like, because when you're playing with kids, you know how it is. They take forever and they just end up wanting to do stuff fast. So the last thing we need to do is add two more scores to the
experience. Yeah, right, so you just walk around.
Yeah, I just wanted to take care of it and walk, but they're like, no, sorry. They're more willing to let our kids go at this point. It was like 2 years ago when they're like, you know, 4, 6, and 9 or whatever, like and 8. It's like young kids. Gonna go let them play their 18 holes instead of spending an extra, you know, $20 to pretend to play with them.
Well, that's like the PEI, like when it's rainy in Cavendish, you go to King Tut's tomb and play mini golf, because what else are you going to do indoors?
Do they bust you if you're trying to go in with your kids?
I don't think I've ever been actively busted. Here's this one's bananas. This is from Adam Noak. Aikenhead's Drugstore.
Aikenhead's Drugstore.
And Renfrew. Aikenhead's Drugstore.
Renfrew, that's near where Lisa's from, Pembroke. Not like, far from there.
Aikenhead is the last name, but that is an unbelievable name for a drugstore.
That's a good one.
This one from PEI, from Anthony Miller. Grime Stoppers.
Oh, man.
I guess it's like industrial cleaning and stuff.
You have one of these guns in your house?
What is that?
The ones that light up. Classic kid. Alec gun.
No. I thought it was Windex or something.
Well, you gotta have... That's... Gotta have that kid toy. Okay, what's the next one?
Woodstock has a place called Well Hung for, like, pictures and portraits and stuff. Framing shop.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's pretty good.
Well Hung. That's from Kelly Andrews. The Boardwalk, W-O-K, in Cavendish PEI. That from Jonathan Daly.
Mm-hmm. Boardwalk?
Boardwalk, W-O-K, like walk with Yan.
That's right. Oh, nice.
And how about this one? Oh, it's pretty good. RV There Yet, a campground outside Red Deer.
That's a good one.
Dang. I like that one.
That's a lot of stuff, man.
I know. Like, thanks to everybody for sending them in.
Unbelievable.
Maybe what we have to do, because they're all good, is during the break, I'll write everybody's name down and we'll just draw three names because they're all good.
Yeah, let's do that for sure.
Do you know what I mean?
That sounds great.
RV There Yet.
I make this a cleaner for you to Donovan, I promise.
Just as Giuseppe, answer the phone at Dump Loads on Us.
Okay. Hello, it's Dump Loads on Us.
So if I have a load, I can dump it on you?
Yeah, you come on down. We dump and we take it. You hit us with a load.
Is there any load you won't take?
No, we take all any kind of loads.
Would you be okay lying down?
You want us to lie down while you dump loads on us?
We'll be right back. Go ahead.
Come on down and you do that. It'd be my privilege for you to do to dump your load on me.
Oh my God! Ew. We'll be right back, bots.
Bye bye.
Cocktail, please.
Breaking news with the Fru.
Fru or false?
Fru or false? Alan Fru was on Mr. D this week.
Fru.
Fru. Fru or false? I wasn't there.
Fru.
Fru, because I was in Montreal with Carol. On a special overnight adultcation.
And Fru or false, we've been acknowledged by Alan Fru.
Fru.
Yes.
Because our friend Chanel and her gentleman caller, this is what I heard. When Alan Fru was booked on Mr. D, he said, in theory, I'm available, but I have a gag that I have to get to. So this was must have been the gag in Kitchener.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Fru was on Mr. D on Thursday, and then Friday he had a gag in Kitchener.
A gag.
So Chanel and her boyfriend stopped the Fru, and he said, Jeremy.
Hey, Taggart and Torrens, and all the bods, right? Yep.
He How really came a hold, got a hold of Taggart. I had to listen a few times to know what it was. It was like, Taggart!
Oh, yeah, he threw it out, and because I do know him. He said it in a loving manner.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't angry at all.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I was very appreciative.
By all accounts, he is the nicest dude.
Yeah.
Good actor, happy to be there, played a few kind of Glass Tiger snippets for the crew, storytelling.
Yeah.
Like, just couldn't be a bigger bod. So I love hearing that.
He looks great. He looks actually better than he's looked in his whole life.
This is the thing. He looks dynamite.
Yeah.
He looks gorgeous.
If he was this chiseled in the 80s, it might have been another decade of hits just because of the looks.
Well, apparently he told a story about one of their videos they had their dads in the video drinking scotch, and this is like third hand. And the video went to like the World Video Awards, and it was down to them and Duran Duran, and yeah. Glass Tiger won.
Mm-hmm.
And all the dads said, it's because we were in the video. So we actually won the world. That was one of the stories that he told the crew. Because the dads were drinking scotch in the video. So the crew was on the show with Heather Rankin while Carol and I were in Montreal. Had a great trip. We went to see Ed Sheeran at the Bell Center.
Okay, yeah. That's he was here for a couple nights too. How was that?
Well, he's by himself with a looping rig.
I heard it's a little sleepy.
Well, this is the thing. The energy of, I don't know, 16,000 of the 21,000 people there are probably teenage girls.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say it's sleepy because it's very high octane and loud.
Yeah.
This is the thing that was cool.
Another example, how much money do you want to take home there, bud?
Maybe
throw a band up there? Like, come on, an acoustic guitar and you? Like,
that was it. It's
99% of the guarantee.
It's him and a looping rig.
He's even got the band in the box.
Yeah, so he walks. I mean, to his credit, the things that he was able to do with the looping rig were really cool.
Like, but it didn't sound anything like his jams, though. Like, he didn't, like, the production, obviously, of his, that
well, no, Shape it of did You, because,
for example. Like, did he just, like, it's just him with some loop?
Well, yeah, but he would start by playing a drum.
Yeah, on the thing.
Beat on the guitar. Then so that would loop back. Like, boom, ba-ka, boom, ba-ka, boom, ba-ka, yeah, boom, ba-ka, boom, ba-ka, yeah, boom, ba-ka, gork, boom, ba-ka, yeah, boom, ba-gork, boom, ba-ka, yeah, boom, ba-gork, gork, boom, ba-hey, ba-koom, ba-gork. So he would also record like hey-oh, and then hey-oh, and then hey-oh, and then hey-oh. So there's four-part harmony on the backup loop, and then he sings a melody over top of it.
And then you're like, "What? I understand, like, you can do all this, but, like, we get it. Like, you can solve a Rubik's Cube in, like, a minute and a half, but maybe throw a fucking band up there, bud?"
Well, but this is the thing. I was surprised at how sonically pleasant the experience was, given that it was just him.
Not too loud, obviously. No brassies.
Well, no, it was really loud because the boombakek was super loud.
High end on it, eh?
Well, and sometimes it was like bragadak dak dak a boombakek, bragadak digadak a boombakek. And his voice is great. Like Coburn, he sounds like Ed Sheeran. I was surprised at how many songs he plays that I know.
Yeah.
He's
kind of one of those guys where you're like, that's that guy?
Yeah.
Because they're a little different, some of his songs. Sometimes it's just him and a guitar. Sometimes it sounds like a total dance song.
Well, yeah. And some of them were like heartfelt ballads, and then he'd be spitting 16 bars in the next song. Like, I think musically you can't deny what he was able to achieve.
No, for sure.
This was the big surprise of the night. The opener was Ed Sheeran, James
that
Blunt.
That would have been hilarious.
That would have been amazing.
No, imagine it's him again.
Opening for himself.
And he's doing even crazier stuff.
Yeah, he opens for himself with a full band.
He's got bare feet.
And then comes out by himself for the show.
Bare feet on a conga. He's sitting on
this. Like, was, this was, it was James Blunt.
Oh, yeah, the beautiful guy.
So,
the guy, that guy rocks it in Ibiza every night, partying like crazy.
Does he?
Yeah. That guy's nuts.
He took like a pill in Ibiza?
He's like the Lemmy of, like, solo artists.
Come on.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I've heard stories about it, that he just, like, he's one of those guys. He just likes to hang out in there in the Ibiza or whatever fancy place where, and wheel.
This is what I liked about James Blunt. First of all, when I heard James Blunt was opening, I was like, well, we're obviously not in a hurry to get to the venue. But we got to the venue in time to hear five or six songs by James Blunt. He's very, very self-deprecating. He was like, why don't I play a few more songs you don't know, then maybe I'll try one you might have heard. And before Beautiful, he said, from what I understand, most of you were conceived to this song. Yeah. That's a good line.
Yep.
Well, he was also on Twitter. He was also a very energetic performer. Like, it must be a tough slog for him. He's older than Ed Sheeran. He's been around longer. He's opening for him. He knows that people are there to see Ed. Opening must suck in some ways, doesn't it?
Not really. It depends. He's probably just cruising along. He's not as big as he used to be, so when you're playing in front of an arena every night, that's solid, and he's probably got a good guarantee.
Well, I think they're buds.
Fancy a shag after?
Yeah.
And he's like, would you just pop this molly and we'll see what happens, eh, mates?
Yeah. I know you're here with your daughter, but do you fancy a shag?
The Diplo guy's jamming in the corner in a DJ booth and you have no clothes on and he's rubbing your nipples.
So he talked about his wife and daughter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That he picked up in Ibiza?
Yeah, that's what he said, exactly. So I admired the Ed Sheeran of it all, and my question for guitar nerds, and maybe this is well documented, is why does he play such tiny guitars? He plays these tiny little guitars, and maybe there's
Maybe he's giant.
Huh?
Maybe he's huge.
Well, maybe it's just to save money. Maybe he's tight.
And it was Ed Sheeran talking about his wife or James Blunt?
James Blunt.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, Ed's freewheeling, right?
Yeah. And Carol told me that Elton John's advice to Ed Sheeran was lose some weight,
shag
get some tattoos, and take some time off.
No, shag them all.
Shag them all, yeah. That's right. Just, yeah. Worry less about seeing snakes.
What was his real advice again?
Get some tattoos, lose some weight, travel, take some time off.
No way.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Like, get out of the scene, you're hogging my airwaves.
Well, part of it is like, Elton John, have you ever done any of those things?
No, that's what I'm saying. He's like, beat it, basically.
Do you fancy a tat?
He's like, you're not helping me get back on the charts.
Do you want a tat? Okay, here's what we're going to do for the contest winners. I forgot my very favorite one.
What?
Tan on the Run.
That's a good one.
It's for a mobile tanning company. Tan on the Run.
Oh, man.
So here's what I did. I wrote down all the names of all the people, and I put a number beside them.
Yeah.
They go from 1 to 17, and I thought the most fair way to do it...
I have to pick randomly?
You pick three numbers, and I'll tell you who's associated with them.
Okay, that works. You ready?
Yeah.
You know I'm going to go with my number 7. That's happening.
Okay. So stand by. Let me figure out who that is.
Yeah.
Their first name is Justin.
Justin.
So let me find the business that coordinates with Justin.
Justin.
Hair Force One.
Hair Force One. Nice. Yeah, that worked out great. One. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Number 13. 13. Number 13. 13? Yay.
Okay. It's Anthony. Stand by.
Anthony?
Yeah. Anthony's was... wait for it. Anthony's was, wait for it. There it is. Oh, Grime Stoppers.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
They're all great.
Yeah, it's all working out.
Yeah.
And then your third one, I'm
on Bobby Orr, number 4.
Number 4, I'm working backwards. That is Carlo. Yeah. And Carlo's is, I'm a little sad about Aikenhead.
Carlo.
And I'm sad about Duty Calls. I'm sad about all of them, but I'm happy about all of them. The Lone Ranger, Carlo.
Hey, there you go. That's a good one. And those are our winners.
That was great.
TNT's New Scotland clothing action.
Yeah. We have a call with those buds in the next day, and we're going to figure out how to get our shirts on their website and shirts in the stores and stuff. We're on it, buds.
We're on it.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, do you want to...
So don't even worry about it.
So it's summertime. Everybody's staying up late.
Yeah,
it's fun. You know, we've been lucky. It hasn't rained too much, although it does rain a little bit at some point every day. Seemingly, sometimes it's booking, sometimes not too bad. But
yeah,
we've had a couple good days in a row where it's been mostly sunny. So everyone's been up late, and we had a good weekend. We're gonna be going up to the cottage this week.
Are you?
Yeah, lovely. So we'll be ripping up. Into swimming and jumping on the fun inflatable shit.
So fun.
And then basically everybody's been up till like 12 o'clock, which is since last Friday. There's been this rush of energy where they can't go to sleep, and you know, we end up watching a movie together. And
okay, so for us too,
it gets late. Yeah.
So it's summer, do you mean like Anna's up till midnight?
When Annalise is up till 12:30, it's getting too late because she sleeps in till 11 or you know noon, which is like
wow,
which is too much. So we're trying to get them weaned earlier back to normal, which is like 9 o'clock max. And now, so it's been, thank God it rains a lot here, so that the mornings it's not bad if they're crashed out. But you got to give kids sleep. You can't not have them awake during the
day.
That's
the thing of it.
It's a bummer, for sure. But I'm right in the middle of it, bud. You know how it is.
So, are you going to bed before them?
No, like with them, basically.
Right.
And then, like, getting up way before them, obviously. And then they're just kind of the day for them starts. And once it does, it's like they hit the ground running. Like, it's crazy. Trampoline outside. Let's go swimming.
Full on party time.
Let's get in the paddle boat. Let's party. Yeah.
It's been like 10 o'clock around here, and that's pretty late because it doesn't matter how late Sugar's up. She's up at 6 in the morning.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing when it's dark at 9 or whatever, and they're already acclimatized to just partying till the sun goes down, but they just have extra energy right now.
So are the boys having tarps off parties?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. There's a lot of good little splash pads around here, too. Various parks.
Yep.
And
various Rutgers.
Now that it's actually been pretty hot, that's good. Before, it was a little too chilly, or it would pour rain, and the rain was frozen.
Do you ever see any dudes at the splash pads that don't appear to be there with any children?
Like crazy beard guy watching the kids?
Yeah.
Not really, no. And if I do, I usually will just go sit beside them or near them if I don't get it.
Ask me if I've seen Colin lately.
Have you seen Colin lately?
Yeah, I was at Sobeys last week. I haven't seen this guy in 10 years. And I recognized his eyes right away because you know he has those blue eyes and the red hair. But I guess it took me a second because he's like crazy beard guy now. I don't know why it brings me so much joy.
I know. Ask me about Larry.
Do you remember Larry?
Do I remember Larry? How did you just say that? I just saw him. I was up at the Upper Canada Mall. I hadn't seen him since high school.
How'd you know his name? Does he look the same?
Remember? Yeah. Well, remember how straight he was? You know, he went to the prep school, and he would always wear those little the shorts with the socks and stuff.
Yeah, and he got that one earring on Friday, and his dad made him take it out Saturday morning. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, straight. Yeah, straight.
Guess what?
What?
He's a crazy beard guy now.
No way.
Crazy beard guy, yeah. People looking at him. He's got the wax and the mustache.
That's his act of rebellion. He has that mustache with the, like, the tweaked ends.
The handlebars. The Raleigh fingers.
Well, when I saw him last, I'm pretty sure he was seeing snakes. Because it was like mid-afternoon, he was seeing snakes at the park.
He's outside, guaranteed to be seeing snakes, crushing snipes.
Yeah. Crazy beard guy.
Wow, we're having a great time, but that's it. 1:14, eh, bot?
In the can, bot.
That's it, eh? Is there any T's that haven't been crossed in the TNT?
I don't think so.
I think we're all set, eh?
Buds, enjoy your summertime.
Yeah, enjoy the cottage. Oh, wait a second. We do have one little jam I could probably play for the weekend.
Hit it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Could you see yourself sitting on the dock with this baby?
Axel F.
Right?
Do your best Eddie Murphy laugh. Was that his real laugh or was that for the character?
I think it was his real laugh. I don't know if he could fake that.
Can't fake that.
That was his real laugh, because he did it even in his own comedy stuff.
Do you remember? Sheeran. I just remember opening this jam. Ed Sheeran.
Up in Wasaga Beach when we go on the slide rides. It'd be those big, crazy water slides that you walk up for 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was the jam, like, on, like,
They had like this and some Miami Sound Machine, a couple other jams in that. Maybe this other jam they had. This one here.
This jam makes me want to take out a second mortgage just to get a snipe boat that I can blast this from as I sail across the Halifax Harbor at 300 miles an hour.
And then this jam would be on?
Boodle-a-gack-a-doo-ee, boodle-a-gack-a-doo-ee-oo. See, if I was Ed Sheeran with a looping rig, that's what I would do first.
This is like the...
Boodle-a-gack-a-doo-ee.
This is the Billie Jean fight, right? Because it's basically Billie Jean.
Wow, it sure is. Guess what Billy Ocean's doing now?
What?
He's crazy beard guy. Talking next week, bud.
Bye, bud. Ding-a-ding-gong, jubo-bounce, do-da-doom-bam-bam, tick-a-doom-dowder.